is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. VOA's Margaret Bashir has the story.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The UN Security Council will also hold an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which was scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. This after Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingyas as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Zayed told the Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out extrajudicial killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Rakhine State. This is VOA News.